USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause, give it 10 days, pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then. Pull this 15-member commission together, give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the states.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With less than a day to go before two important Senate runoff elections in Georgia, there have been challenges made against the integrity of elections in the state, including from President Trump. Gabriel Sterling is the Elections Administration Manager for Georgia, and he maintains that there hasn't been widespread voter fraud in his state. He tells Fox News that with new security measures in place, it would be difficult to pull off the level of fraud like the president is accusing.
We've introduced all kinds of security measures even before the November election, and most of these claims we've seen have been spurious, ridiculous, misinformation, disinformation. I mean, we have a driver's license now as part of the identification process for absentee ballots. There's 75% of them that will request it through absentee ballot portal. We have voter ID when you check in. We've had over 3 million votes that have been cast so far. My big concern is that the president's claims and the continuing disinformation surrounding the fact that there was issues in this election, which in Georgia so far we have found there's always going to be illegal votes. We've not found anything approaching what the president is claiming.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At a rally Monday for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, Vice President Mike Pence reaffirmed his support of an effort led by Senator Ted Cruz to challenge the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify it.
You know, I know we all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. But tomorrow is Georgia's day.
The vice president will preside over Wednesday's joint session. Over the weekend, Pence said that he welcomes the Republican lawmakers' challenge to the results of the presidential election in several states. A normally innocuous midweek college basketball game between Boston University and Holy Cross will now stand out, as both teams will don masks during the game. It's believed to be the first game of the season where both teams will mask up. BU officials mandated that teams wear masks during play for games on their campus. With both teams having their non-conference schedules canceled, this will be the Terriers' first home game of the year. And NFL teams continue to make personnel changes after the end of the regular season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired head coach Doug Marrone following a 1-15 season. And the Los Angeles Chargers have parted ways with their head coach, Anthony Lynn, after four seasons. The New York Jets fired head coach Adam Gase yesterday after just two seasons on the job that saw back-to-back losing campaigns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.